Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that face.
good morning. Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Ministry. We are so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we'll be talking about. And before we start, we'll have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come giving you praise. We come and giving you glory because it's all about you. It's not about us. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a good God, a merciful God, a kind God, an all-knowing God. And as we go forth, I go forth on this program today, move steady out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and I'm asking you to speak to me and through me, dear Heavenly Father, with the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today our topic is Accumulate Scriptures Ammunition. And the word of God said, He shall cover, coming from Psalms 91 and 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His troop shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Ammunition, the meaning of it is of igniting and exploring. We'll be coming from Proverbs 10:14-24. The wise accumulate knowledge. A true treasure, and you can go to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The Bible is the inexorable source of all truth. The existence of the Bible is the greatest blessing experienced by mankind. You know, today, when we're talking about accumulating scriptures ammunition, that means we need to have ammunition in our arsenal from the scriptures. We need to have the word of God by scriptures, whether we memorize them, whether we can say them right off the tip in our tongue, or they're in our consciousness, or we're reading them every day. That's our ammunition. It's the word of God, the scriptures today. You know, the path of the Christian has its high as well as its low points. There are moments of victory when joy fills your spirit and thoughts, and your entire life appear to be full of the spirit of the living Christ. You know, then there are times when life is filled with negativity and spiritual matters appear vague and unreal. You know, in such a time, a heavy depression of descending on your spirit, and you may even feel that God has forsaken you. No, he hasn't. But that's the way you'll feel from time to time, because if he don't answer you right away, you're saying, where is God? And you just pick up that word. And when you pick up that word and start reading, you'll feel how you can get your ammunition up under your belt. You get those scriptures where you start accumulating them. And you know God is able, and he's right there for you. One way to conquer spiritual dejection is to accumulate spiritual ammunition. When you are spiritually strong, do not read the Bible merely as part of a spiritual discipline, but learn to treasure certain scripture verses that have a special meaning for you. That means whatever you're going through, you can pick up that Bible and get comfort, get understanding, get everything you need from that scripture when you read it. Because all the time, you may not have somebody right there to tell you something, but pick up that Bible when you're going through something and just lean and depend on the word of God and what he is telling you about your situation. You know, learn them by heart so that you can recall them in time of weakness and temptation. One thing is sure, a Christian who has knowledge of God's word has a strong defense against the trickery of Satan. Anything that has been inspired by God to strengthen your faith is worth cherishing. And, you know, when you think about that and you read, I went over, got scriptures of weapon of our warfare.
You know, when you start reading these scriptures and they start ministering to you, I have a whole lot of scriptures today, so if you want to write them down, feel free. I have 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 6, and we're talking about accumulating scriptures ammunition today. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Then 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds. Over in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, it says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We're talking today about accumulating scriptures ammunition. We stand in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10 and 6 says, and have it in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your disobedience is fulfilled. Over 2 Chronicles 10, 3, it says, it is true that I am ordinary, weak, human being, but I do not use human plans and methods to win my battle. We go to God to win our battle. We don't use fists. We don't use bad words. We just go to God. Whatever situation, raise your hand up. Give him the glory. Just surrender. Raise your hand because he'll fight your battle. And, you know, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, these weapons can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep me from finding him. With these weapons, I can capture, rebel, bring them back to God, and charge them into men who hearts deceive and hearts desire is obedient to Christ. And you know, over I have another one in 2 Corinthians 10 and 6. It said, I will use these weapons against every rebel who remain after I first used them on you, yourself, and your surrendering to Christ. And that's what we have to do, surrender to Christ. You know, believers are in a war. If you don't realize it, just look around you today. However, this war is not only aimed at believers. Every person, every place will be destroyed by the devil if they do not learn and activate their weapon of warfare. These weapons will destroy the devil's stronghold. These weapons will bring down every proud argument against God. Imagination. These weapons will capture, rebel, and bring them back to God. These weapons can change them into men who haven't and whose heart desire is obedience to Christ. You know, interesting, the weapon of warfare was being used by the Apostle Paul on the Corinthian believer. Paul told the Corinthians that he was using them to help bring them into total obedience. The weapon we look at as in this story is a weapon used on believer. It's the weapon of scripture and praise. We're talking about accumulating scriptures ammunition. And you know, the weapon of scripture praise is praise with intelligence. For God is the king of all earth, and ye shall praise with understanding. Yea, sing your highest praise to our king, the king of all the earth. Excuse me. Sing through praises. For God, over in Psalms 47 and 7, say, for God is the king of all earth. Sing praise with a skillful song. You know, he teaches us to praise with understanding. The Hebrew words translate understanding is sak, mean to be, make, or act, complaint, carefully, considering that we have to calculate and check our intelligence on things. You know, scripture praise should be with understanding and intelligence. We are to know what we are doing when we praise and know why we praise. Scripture praise should be executed with understanding. We should ask, why am I praising? What do my scripture praise accomplish? A whole lot. We are to place thoughts into praise. Thoughts, we are to think about praise. This is not the case in most places. Most believers sing or clap with no intelligence. Believers are taught to mimic a leader by singing when he sang himself. When we think about all these things I'm giving you from chapter, you can go back and read it for yourself. You can go back and read it for yourself. You know, we're looking at the weapons of our warfare in the military. A soldier who becomes skillful with the weapon before he was released into battle with the weapon. Skillfulness is developed by practice. The weapon was expanded to detail to the well, we're giving God the praise this morning. The majority of believers attend contemporary assemblies, never entering praise. More that do not enter praise have no idea of understanding what they are doing. Few believers are actually skillful and purposeful concerning praise. If you will notice, those that are skilled are usually victorious and doing something in the kingdom of darkness. We have to be so careful that we don't walk in darkness, walk in pride. We got to be what God has called us to be. You know, praise is to be with understanding, intelligence. Why do you praise him? I know you asked me that. Is anything accomplished when you praise him? Do you understand the mechanism of praise? You know, they say, come out with your hands up. Well, we need to keep our hands up before God because he is the maker and the author of our faith. And over in Matthew 21 and 15, it says, and when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were so displeased. And so, that's some of the things of accumulating ammunition, is studying the Word of God, getting that Word down on the inside of us so when it get ready to come up, it's going to gurgitate on back up. Hallelujah. 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 You know, out of the mouth of babes, second thou have perfect praise. God want to hear what we say. We don't have to nudge anybody. We don't have to say anything. When we come in the sanctuary, we're coming armed and dangerous, as the song said. We coming with accumulated spiritual that we've been doing. And we're giving him praise this morning. We give him glory for this show. And Jesus Christ said there is a perfect praise. How is praise perfected? Praise is perfected when it stops the enemy. When our Lord called our reference, let me see where I was at now. Out of the mouth of babes, suckling has thy undying strength because of thy enemy, but thou mightest steal the enemy and the abbey. And said unto him, nearest thou what? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, as I'm reading and thinking on the scripture on Matthew 21:16, he said unto him, hear thou what these saying. Excuse me. And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read? Out of the mouth of babe and suckling thou have perfected praise. You know, the Lord clarified over in Psalms 8:2 for us strength. It's actually praise. Matthew 21:16, perfect praise. It's actually to steal the enemy and the avenger. Psalm 8 and 2, the Hebrew words that's translated, and some mean to repose, to sit, stop from exhaustion. The new version translated inhabit as silent. We're talking about today accumulated scriptures ammunition. We need this ammunition when we going out on the battlefield. We need to have some scriptures in us, have some word in us. So when the enemy come up like a flood, we can start quoting these scriptures. We can start telling when somebody's saying something and we know it's not right, it's not with scripture, start telling them some scriptures. Start saying, well, thus saith the Lord, not just say it, or you say, this is what the Lord said in his word. You know, strength come from doing intelligent scripture praise that will stop and silence the devil. I have had times when I was going through HELL, but when I praised with intelligence and that HEL silent, I had felt as though I was being strangled and devoured by the devil. But when I praised, his grip relinquished. He backed off and shut his mouth. We do not need to put up with the attack of the devil. If we will perfect scripture, praise, and learn to praise with him, learn how to give God the praise. Raise your hand, even in your home, wherever you are right now. If you're in your car, take one hand off the wheel and just give God a praise. Thank you, you know, because whatever is being done, whatever is being said, give it to God. You don't have to fight that battle alone. God is right there with you. You know, intelligent praise is a weapon, in case you didn't know. Psalm 149 and 6 said, let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Psalms 149 and 7 say, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. We're talking about spiritual ammunition that we would need fighting out here. And Psalms 149 and 8 saying, to bind that king with chains and the table with fetters of iron. You know, Psalms 49 and 9 says, to execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. You know, this is a warfare prayer and a warfare song. What we need to see is that the scripture teaches war in associate with scripture praise. Praise in thy mouth, the two-edged sword in the hand. If we bring the sword into the New Testament like teaching and understanding, what is the sword? The sword is the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 7, Hebrews 4 and 12, and Revelation 1 and 16. You know, the weapon of scripture praise is always a companion of the word of God, keeping that ammunition. That is why we should concentrate on singing songs directly from the word of God in our praise service. You know, the word of God is the sword in perfecting praise. The word of God is releasing out of our mouth. The word go forth, driving back, stopping and silencing the enemy. That means that ammunition, you don't just have to have a gun to shoot nobody. That ammunition is the word of God. And more people that will start using the word of God, they would, you know, be better off. You know, scriptures warned us about it, that beware, it say, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know that you can overcome unbelief with scripture ammonition. Sometimes you will hear, you know, agnostic saying, I would like to believe, but I just can't. You know, that's probably true with some people. They have given themselves over to the spiritual power of unbelief and are now so bound by it that they cannot believe it. Indeed, God can break those chains of unbelief through prayer and the word and through God's powerful word. But but it is not light of easy thinking. The scriptures warn Christians whether to watch out for unbelief. It's possible for one of the brethren to slip into habit and evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You know, the antidote for this is preventing more than cure. Prevention can happen if we beware of these things. Exalt, encourage one another daily. Sin is deceitful and can ensnare a believer. And one of the worst deceptions out there is that sin cannot cause a believer to depart from the living God. If you believe that, you are already partially deceived and you are in danger. So we're talking about scripture admonitions today. As we went through those scriptures, I have a few more to give you today. Over in 2 Corinthians 20 and 22, the word of God says, 2 Chronicles, 20 and 22. And when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. Here was admonition. You see what I'm saying? They began to sing and praise. That was their admonition right there. They didn't have no guns. They didn't just have swords and knives. We are told a most interesting account of the people of God in the scripture praise in 2 Chronicles 20. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. Enemies had come to destroy, just as the devil come to devour. Jehoshaphat prayer. But the enemies remained that Jehoshaphat began to fast. But the enemies remained strong and present. But Jehoshaphat proclaimed a time for the entire nation to fast and pray. But the enemy remained strong and present. Even when prayer and fasting, there was no words of direction from the Lord. A prophet named Jehazah, a descendant of Esphah, was in the temple. And David, appointed by David to prophesy with the harp, the drums, the psalmist, and the cherubim. You know, this appointment had been for temple worshipers many years prior. That was to prophesy with harps, drums, and cymbal. It was as the people together that begun his praise. And when you see that in the word of God, they're listing everything that when they started singing, started praising how the enemies, they were the enemy, you know, got defeated, you know. Having your scripture admonition will go a long, long ways. Today I will tag words accumulate, admonition, and shield. God will shield you, woo, from your enemies. No matter who they are, which way they're coming. But if you and you have those scriptures down on the inside of you, start pulling them up. And if you ain't learned but two or three, learn them two or three. Start adding two or three more a week till you have you a whole arsenal of scripture ammunition in you. And here in 2 Chronicles 20 and 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Zahizah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benani, the son of Jerai, the son of Mattathni, the Levites of the son, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. We need to attempt to get the picture of what Jehoshaphat was doing when he got and gave the word of the Lord. Just think about that today. Accumulating scriptures, admonitions. I give you a lot of scriptures today that you can read on that have admonition for you. You know, knowing your Bible as a manual for the Christian life not only strengthens your faith, but also helps to become more sensitive to the way in which God wishes to guide you. God often used the scriptures to manifest his will to his disciples. As always, remember the word of 2 Timothy 3 and 16.
scripture is God's breath, and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. When you see that and hear that, Jesus, my Lord, incarnate words through the scripture, I develop an ever-increasing love for you. Guide me through your word and strengthen my faith. The Bible is the exclusive source of all truth. The existence of the Bible is the greatest blessing ever experienced by mankind. So today, we give you, you can find some more scriptures that's ammunition that you would need for whatever situation you come up on. I just gave you a few today from 2 Chronicles, some from Psalm, some from 2 Corinthians, some from Matthews on what you can do. And here's a few more on 1 Chronicles 25 and 1. 25 and 3. And it's listing a whole lot of scriptures that you can get your ammunition. You know, the enemy of scripture prays from Luke 1:39. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And you'll find Luke 1 and 40. And entered to the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. Luke 1:41, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. That means scriptures, you all. How, when we have these scriptures on the inside of us, what they will do to help us along this Christian journey. I hope it was something I said today on accumulating scriptures, ammunition, that will take you a little bit further in your life. And don't forget Psalms 46 to read it. That was written by King Hezekiah, who is conveying his prayerful reliance on God's might. God is present to help his people. Prayer invites God into our world and ushers us into God. But prayer is more than asking for things. We need God more than anything we might get from God. We need God right along through here. Not just for houses, land, cars, food stuff. We need God spiritually to help us through every situation that we're facing today. So until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. As I always say, if I had the tentacle of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So wait and be waiting for next week for another exciting topic that we will be bringing forth to you all from Joy and Peace. And until next week, I want you to be blessed. Have a wonderful, prosperous, and an enjoyable week. Bye-bye.